Lori Triplett with Crooked Heart here on Neo Rocks. Before that, you heard from Virago and Let the Past Go, The Chestertons, Golden, and Dan Auerbach, Shine on Me.
You're pointing at me. That means I talk now.
Yeah, yeah, it's your turn.
That means I have to find words, put them into sentences, and create a segment and go. Hi, Lori.
Hi, Jason.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. That track is terrific.
Thank you.
Yeah. Before we get started, where was that recorded at?
Actually here in Cleveland with Jim Stewart Recording.
Ah. See, I honestly didn't know the answer to that.
Yeah. Jim, everybody knows Jim.
Everybody knows Jim. What's Jim's his nickname?
Awesome. I call him Jimbo, but I don't know. I don't think everybody else calls him that.
He's the wizard, I believe.
The red wizard.
The red wizard. Yeah. That's right. Jimbo's a little bit nicer, I guess. But shout out to Jim Stewart.
Yes.
But speaking of recordings, you're in the process of getting another recording.
Yeah.
Done.
I am.
How many songs? When's it going to happen? Tell us about it.
Well, it's going to be an EP. That's been the plan. So it's going to be 6 or 7 songs. I am hoping to have it done this fall. But there's actually been kind of some big changes that have been happening in the last few weeks. So some things are still a little bit up in the air. But yeah, that's the plan.
That's exciting.
Thank you. It's been fun.
It's very exciting. And we should shout out your family right now. They're listening, right?
Yes, they are listening. Hello, triplet family.
How many of them are listening right now?
Well, I have 2 older sisters, a younger brother, and my mom and my dad.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
From Radioland. Am I still allowed to talk, Eric? Okay, cool. Very cool. So it's going to be 6 or 7 songs. Mm-hmm. Now, how many recordings do you have out right now?
So the only one I've released is the single, which is Crooked Heart. And then I have a project from a few years ago I did in Nashville. It's called Safe Place to Land, and that's been out. But only one song from this new project.
Very cool. Very cool. Do you want to play us a tune right now?
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, you don't have a choice. A little background. You and I just spent the last like 20 minutes dragging this thing around the university.
Still catching my breath.
Oh my gosh. I'm sweating. It's
Yeah, it's really heavy. I warned you.
You did. Well, you sent me a message earlier. I forgot what adjective you used, but it was something like, you know,
it's a bear, I said.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't exaggerating.
It's about as heavy as a bear. That is so true.
Yeah. My dad and my brother have helped me carry this thing several times over the years. And I think my brother hated me for that for a long time. But I just rely on people like you, you know?
Anytime. Well, Eric graciously, offered to bring it back up for you at the end of the segment.
Oh,
so,
did he? Okay.
Yeah. Which is really nice of him, I thought. So
I'll say we're just going to slide it right into my car.
So what are you going to play for us here?
You know what? I will do a song that's going to be on the project. It's called Ring. And I wrote this a few months ago and really haven't. I've only played it a few times. So kind of like a debut here.
Lori Triplett on Neo Rocks.
To love, born to love you, born to trust you, are enough. We're born to sing, born to raise our voices and build our bridges toward you. So let them ring, let them ring. Let them ring out loud, let them ring out sweet. Oh, let them ring. Oh, let them ring. Open your heart up wide and feel it beat again. We're born to dance. Close to us. again. We're born to love, born to love you, born to trust you are enough.
Lori Triplett live here on Near Rock's Ring. Name that track.
That beautiful song.
Thank you.
Tell us about it.
Man, so I wrote that, like I said, a few months ago. And it's really just kind of a song about kind of just some healing in your life. Maybe you've been through some tough things and just letting yourself be open to, you know, to good things again. You know, open your heart up wide and hear it, feel it beat again.
Sure. That's
kind of part of the words. So.
So do you find music pretty cathartic as far as that goes? I mean, you know, writing and putting stuff out like that. I mean, is that?
Yeah. I mean, one thing, I'm a pretty open person. I always have been. And with my music, I'm probably even more open. So I've always been okay with being vulnerable through my songs just because those are the songs I've always connected to the most. Like sad love songs or ballads or like those gut-wrenching songs. Those are the ones that I always have felt the deepest connection to, the ones that are just kind of emotionally raw. And so I feel like because that's what I've listened to, that's kind of the way that I write. And so I think writing that way just lets people have that connection as well.
So what you're saying is you don't have any songs about bar fights?
Well, actually, no, I don't. I'm sorry. Very disappointing. There was that one time, but...
It's okay. Maybe on the next EP.
Right.
Do you have any musicians in the family?
Well, not really. My dad is a singer. He would probably laugh if I said that, but my dad, I think, is probably the one that instilled my love for music. He doesn't play anything, but he really appreciates good music. He always taught me to pay attention to lyrics growing up and would always kind of tell me the words of a song and what it was about and all that. But nobody else really. I mean, they like to sing and everyone loves music, but no one, you know, performs.
So what was some of the music that he had you listening to and paying attention to the lyrics?
Oh, man. Dan Fogelberg.
Oh, yeah.
The Beatles.
Who?
Yeah, I know. Not many people know them.
They're from Akron, right?
Right, yeah. Right, of course. Man, why can't I think of other people right now? Linda Ronstadt. Yeah, I mean, what he would do is he would record his records on tape. And then on road trips, like family road trips, we go to Columbus, see other family. He would have them all on his cassette. And we listened to him so much, we always knew what song was coming next. And we always knew, okay, this song's going to be much louder than the next song or than the previous song. And, yeah, so.
That's a great memory. Wow. Oh, yeah. I'm still confused as to how you get the record thing on the tape thing. I'm not very technologically.
I don't know. I'm kind of surprised.
There's this really old technology from the 90s that did all that kind of stuff.
I'm that far behind, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, well. There's no hope.
Cassette tapes apparently have a niche market, I found out.
Really?
Yeah. I say the punk rock scene apparently is keeping cassette alive.
So when you put out this new album, you're going to have a cassette offering as well?
It's only going to be on cassette.
Only
actually.
Cassette.
Only. Wow. Maybe vinyl.
Vinyl
but
and
not,
cassette.
Definitely not, you know, definitely not online or anything like that. Nothing digital.
Nothing
Nobody
digital.
Wants that.
Eight-track maybe, possibly two,
maybe,
something
but
like
really
that.
Cassette is just, that's really my goal.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, that's
I think
exciting.
We can revive it.
That's exciting. great. Well, do you want to do another song for us?
Sure.
Yeah, cool. What are you going to play?
Let's see. I am going to do, I could do one off my last CD or I could do a brand new one. What would you guys like to hear?
Brand new.
Brand new?
We always love brand new music.
Oh, man. Okay. I've literally not played this once.
Yes.
I wrote this, I was in Nashville last week and wrote this. So this might be a little scary to do this live.
See, you ask us questions.
But
and
I totally just like put myself in this situation. Oh, gosh. Okay. Yeah. So this is called Who I Am.
Okay. Lori Triplett on Neo Rocks.
Actually, I literally have to put the the words in front of me still? Because there's it is that new.
Lori Triplett putting the words in front of her on Neo Rocks.
I was walking in the desert so many years that I forgot who I was. No springing fountains, no pretty mountains. My scenery got the best of me. I was lost. I needed rescued like a magazine needs a beauty queen. And then your mercy and amazing grace came and took my place. And you reminded me who I am. I was walking to the ocean, the waves so blue, and I was too. I was scared. Held on a little longer, but the tide was stronger, and the beauty of the sea made a captive out of me. I was drowning, 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 drowning. I needed rescued like a magazine needs a beauty queen. And then your mercy and amazing grace came and took my place. I needed rescued like a magazine needs a beauty queen. And then your mercy and amazing grace came and took my place. And you reminded me of who I am. You reminded me who I am. Who I am. Who I am. Who I am. I am loving. I am strong. I have a purpose. I am brave, I am flawed, but I'm not my mistakes. I'm a child of God. I need a rescue like a magazine needs a beauty queen. And then your mercy and amazing grace came and took my place. Like a magazine needs a beauty queen. And then your mercy and amazing grace came and took my place. And you reminded me who I am. You reminded me who I am.
Lori Triplett live here on Near Rocks. Who I Am, the name of the track. You've never played that up.
I've never played that.
Wow. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Could have fooled us.
Oh, well, thanks.
You know, the ironic part about that song is that I actually wrote a song called Who I Am that I released years ago that was a bar fighting song. So we were just talking about that, and now you across with this. And
I totally ripped you off.
This is way better. I just got to say, that is way better.
Oh, thank you.
Great job. Well, tell everybody where they can find out more about your campaign and what's going on.
Yeah, so on my website, there is a link on the homepage. I think it says something like Support Lori's Music. You can click that button, and that's going to take you right to the Indiegogo campaign. And that's going to give you all the information on the campaign, the progress I've made so far, the perks that are available. There's some videos and some pictures, and when you get involved, there's you get exclusive updates. So my website is loritriplett.com, and that's L-O-R-I, and triplet is T-R-I-P-L-E-T-T, one P, two T's.
You're good. I was going to ask you to spell it, and you just went into it.
You're used to hearing that question.
Yeah,
right?
I am, yeah.
Well, Lori, all the best to you, and thank you for coming
so
down today.
Thank you guys for having me. Appreciate it.
We're going to play one last track. This is off of your disc. That's a Safe Place to Land. I'm going to play I Don't Feel So Safe, or I Don't Feel So Free.
I Don't Feel So Free. I don't feel so safe right now, though. You guys are kind of scary. Somebody help me, please. I don't feel so free. That's the name.
The interview was going so great.
Just, yeah.
It's all right. It's all right.
I Don't Feel So Free, name of the track. Off of the disc, Safe Place to Land by Lori Triplett, right now on NeoRex.
Still bound by you, and I'm in. I don't feel so right.